The underground.
The metro.
The subway.
Whatever you call it, for Londoners, it's the tube.
We're talking about the tube because, amazingly, it's 150 years old.
Yes, it first started in 1863, and the first line, the Metropolitan Line.
1863, Richard, the idea that they thought about digging huge tunnels underneath London, that's amazing, isn't it?
Unbelievable. And it was all dug by hand. They'd cut out a big trench or a hole in the ground, and then they'd covered it up.
Yeah.
Put the roof on, and called cut and cover.
Cut and cover. And also, Richard, they used steam trains, didn't they?
I think that's even more remarkable. Steam trains under the ground. Mm. And I think they only got rid of the last steam train in 1961.
It's always been more than just a transport system, though, hasn't it, Richard? I'm thinking about during the Second World War.
Yes, I can remember the very famous pictures of people sheltering in the tube tunnels in the Second World War, using them as air raid shelters.
Yes, and, you know, people actually, I mean, they slept in them overnight, and there was also beds in there as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, neither of us use the tube nowadays, but when I was in London in the 1980s, I used to use the Northern Line, which always had a very bad reputation.
The Misery Line, you used to call it.
Yeah, I used to get on at Archway and get off at Euston. And I remember a couple of times when I was late for work, rushing for a train, I'd rush onto the carriage just as it was about to leave, and then realise with horror that I got onto a smoking carriage. And it was full of people smoking, so I'd have to get off at the next station, get on a non-smoking carriage. I mean, nowadays it's amazing to think that you could smoke on the underground.
Yes, smoking was banned after a disaster, a fire at King's Cross Station in 1987. And as it happens, my train, I used to go through King's Cross Station. I got home from work, turned on the news, and I saw that King's Cross Station was on fire. There was a huge fire there, and I'd only just been through that station about, what, 3/4 of an hour beforehand.
Yes, a great tragedy, Richard. 31 people died that night.
Yes, and they believe that someone had dropped a cigarette on the old wooden escalators.
Mm.
So from that time, they changed all the escalators, made them all metal, and of course, that's when they banned smoking.
But we do have some advice for tourists coming to London and travelling on the tube, don't we, Richard?
Yes. First thing, of course, you need a map.
Now, the London Underground map is wonderful. It's fantastically designed and very easy to use, but
it's not to scale. It's very famously, I think the most popular journey for tourists is going between Leicester Square and Covent Garden. One stop on the map will cost you
£4.30.
£4.30. What people don't realise, though, it's only 260 metres if you walk it above ground.
Yeah, so don't take that trip. Secondly, when you go up the escalator, when you leave the station, stand on the right.
People stand on the right and people walk. If they want to, if they're in a hurry, they walk on the left.
Yes, it's an unwritten rule, isn't it?
Yes.
But perhaps the most important and the most famous advice for tourists is
mind the gap.
Mind the gap. The underground.
The metro.
The subway.
Whatever you call it, for Londoners, it's the tube.
We're talking about the tube because, amazingly, it's 150 years old.
Yes, it first started in 1863, and the first line, the Metropolitan Line.
1863, Richard, the idea that they thought about digging huge tunnels underneath London, that's amazing, isn't it?
Unbelievable. And it was all dug by hand. They'd cut out a big trench or a hole in the ground, and then they'd covered it up.
Yeah.
Put the roof on and called cut and cover.
Cut and cover. And also, Richard, they used steam trains, didn't they?
I think that's even more remarkable. Steam trains under the ground. Mm. And I think they only got rid of the last steam train in 1961.
Mm. It's always been more than just a transport system, though, hasn't it, Richard? I'm thinking about during the Second World War.
Yes, I can remember the very famous pictures of people sheltering in the tube tunnels in the Second World War, using them as air raid shelters.
Yes, and, you know, people actually, I mean, they slept in them overnight, and there was also beds in there as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, neither of us use the tube nowadays, but when I was in London in the 1980s, I used to use the Northern Line, which always had a very bad reputation.
The Misery Line, you used to call it.
Yeah, I used to get on at Archway and get off at Euston. And I remember a couple of times when I was late for work, rushing for a train, I'd rush onto the carriage just as it was about to leave and then realise with horror that I got onto a smoking carriage. And it was full of people smoking, so I'd have to get off at the next station, get on a non-smoking carriage. I mean, nowadays it's amazing to think that you could smoke on the underground.
Yes, smoking was banned after a disaster, a fire at King's Cross Station in 1987. And as it happens, my train, I used to go through King's Cross Station. I got home from work, turned on the news, and I saw that King's Cross Station was on fire. There was a huge fire there, and I'd only just been through that station about, what, 3/4 of an hour beforehand.
Yes, a great tragedy, Richard. 31 people died that night.
Yes, and they believe that someone had dropped a cigarette on the old wooden escalators.
Mm.
So from that time, they changed all the escalators, made them all metal, and, of course, that's when they banned smoking.
But we do have some advice for tourists coming to London and travelling on the tube, don't we, Richard?
Yes. First thing, of course, you need a map.
Now, the London Underground map is wonderful. It's fantastically designed and very easy to use, but
it's not to scale. It's very famously, I think the most popular journey for tourists is going between Leicester Square and Covent Garden. One stop on the map will cost you
£4.30.
£4.30. What people don't realise, though, it's only 260 metres if you walk it above ground.
Yeah, so don't take that trip. Secondly, when you go up the escalator, when you leave the station, stand on the right.
People stand on the right and people walk. If they want to, if they're in a hurry, they walk on the left.
Yes, it's an unwritten rule, isn't it?
Yes.
But perhaps the most important and the most famous advice for tourists is
mind the gap.
Mind the gap.